Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Welcome to the new week. Jim O'Hara here on this Monday morning with news on WVIK Quad Cities NPR. The time is 9:04. Federal officials estimate 1 million fewer students will receive the Pell Grant this year. The funding is meant to help America's neediest students afford college.
The only way to get the Pell Grant is to submit a new version of the Federal Financial Aid Form, or FAFSA, launched this year. And Lynn Baker says it's been a mess. Baker is with the Illinois Student Assistance Commission, which helps residents get funding to attend college.
Many students had significant issues, went in multiple times to try to do this, and some students just gave up and said, I'm just not going to enroll this year.
But Baker says it's not too late to submit the form and get Pell funding. She says her agency is offering virtual sessions to help students through the process so they can head to campus in the fall. Lisa Corian Phillip, WBEZ News.
In sports tonight, the River Bandits are at home against Cedar Rapids. WVIK Quad Cities weather today, increasing clouds with gusty winds and a high of 77. Overnight cloudy, windy, low about 64. For Tuesday, 40% chance of showers, partly sunny, windy, and a high of 87. On Independence Day, 50% chance of showers, high 82. Coming up on Think, when it comes to prosecuting January 6th cases, some feel we should take a top-down approach. The idea of oblivion, allowing society to forgive low-level offenders in order to heal a fractured society. That discussion at noon today on Think here on WVIK.